click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Umar bin Auf was the ruler of Iraq. He used to harass Imam Ali's lovers. One of them was a Shia believer named Ibrahim. Umar ordered his soldiers to find and imprison Ibrahim. Ibrahim was hiding to avoid capture by the soldiers. He decided to leave Samarra so that he could escape the evil of Samarra's ruler. Ibrahim did not like to leave Samarra without saying goodbye to his beloved Imam. So he went to the Imam's house. He entered the house of Imam Hassan Askari, greeted him and asked Imam to forgive him.
I would have to leave Samarra as soon as possible.
Imam asked for the reason. Ibrahim said,
"You are aware of the oppression of Umar. He has ordered the soldiers to arrest me because of your love. I can't live in fear every day."
Imam Mehdi, who was very young, was sitting near his father. As soon as Ibrahim wanted to get out of the Imam's house, Imam Mehdi said,
"O Ibrahim, do not run away. Rest assured that Allah will soon relieve you from this oppressive ruler. Stay in Samarra."
Ibrahim did not know who the child was and how he was talking in the presence of Imam Hassan Askari. He was talking like 100 wise men at a young age. It is only the job of the prophets and imams to predict the future. Is he the 12th imam? Ibrahim thought. He turned his face towards Imam Hassan Askari and asked him,
"My life be sacrificed upon you, O Imam. What is this child talking about? I don't know him. Is it possible to introduce him?"
The Imam said,
"Ibrahim, you are one of our best friends. Let me introduce you to him. This is my son, and he will be my successor. His name is Mehdi."
Ibrahim was very happy. He raised his hands towards the sky and thanked Allah that he had the privilege of seeing the Imam. Ibrahim stayed in Samarra on the orders of the Imam. On the same day, in the afternoon, the news spread in Samarra that the trustee Hakim Abbasi had Umar killed for disobedience. Ibrahim breathed a sigh of relief and remembered the Imam's prediction that he had told him to be content. Allah would save you from his evil. Ibrahim's love for the Imam grew even stronger.